So. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقال: وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, all praise due to Almighty Allah, our creator, sustainer, protector and provider, giver and taker. Everything belongs to Almighty Allah. He has created the whole world with His power and is running the whole universe through His power without any assistant or helper. Almighty Allah alone is the creator and the owner of this world. He has no partner. He has no son and daughters, he has no wife or any relative. He is independent. He was from ever when there was nothing, and he will remain forever when everything will destroy and perish. We believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we believe Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as our final messenger of Almighty Allah, to guide the mankind towards the right path. God Almighty has sent messenger after messenger from the time of Adam till the Jesus, and finally He sent down our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as a mercy for the entire universe. Prophet Muhammad is the final messenger of God Almighty, and Jesus also was one of the messengers of God Almighty. No Muslim can be a true believer until and unless he believes Prophet Jesus as the messenger of God Almighty. That is our part of the faith. We do respect Jesus and we do believe him, but only we follow the rules and regulations given and taught by our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. As I recited the words of the Holy Quran, in which God Almighty has highlighted the greatest quality and attribute of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is he sent down in this world by Almighty Allah as the mercy for the whole of universe. And his character was sublime. There was no match with the character of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. In his entire life, he went through different trials and tribulations from the people of his community. When at the age of 40, he started preaching as the messenger of God Almighty and inviting the people towards one Allah alone. And that was the task of all the prophets and the messengers who came in this world, to guide and to invite the mankind towards only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship and to obey only God Almighty Allah. So when he started preaching as usual, people became his enemies. His own relatives, his own friends changed into his enemies. Instead of believing in him, although Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was grown in front of the people of Mecca, they knew him since he was a child. And as we know, his father passed away before he was born, so he was an orphan child. And he was in the custody of his beloved uncle Abu Talib, who was taking care of him. He has no other relative, no friend, no son, no brother, no sister. He was alone, one child. And both parents were passed away in childhood. So he grown up with his uncle. But God Almighty wanted to make him the ideal and role model for the whole of mankind till the day of judgment. So from the beginning, from the childhood, God Almighty has taken the responsibility to upbring him in such a manner, in such a way, that he can be a perfect example for the people till the day of judgment. In this regard, in his youth, as we know, when a person is young, is getting, older, he has a lot of energies, lot of attractions, lot of temptations, and it becomes very difficult for the youth to control his emotions and control his temptations from the opposite gender and all the surrounding in his area. But as a prophet, he was going to be a prophet of Almighty Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected him miraculously from all kind of vices, from all kind of wrong things, and from all kind of evil actions. He did not indulge or engage any activity which was against the human etiquettes. You won't find in his youth that he had uttered any word of abuse. He did not abuse his tongue, and he did not act any act, any word that it can be pointed out that person is did this thing wrong. So he was well known in Meccan society as a truthful and trustworthy youth. People used to admire his character prior to he became a prophet of God Almighty. And when he started proclaiming by the order and command of Almighty Allah that there is only one God and you should only worship Almighty Allah alone. So these people became his enemy. His old relatives became his staunch enemy. In this scenario, in this dire condition, he did not lose the hope. He tolerated and forbade every situation, every hardship, every difficulty, every atrocity. But he did not take any revenge for any enemy. That was the sublime character of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He was always used to forgive and forget. That was the motto of his life. Later on, when he migrated from Makkah to Medina, holy city of Medina, and there he became victorious. And when he returned back into the Makkah, he was victorious. Those enemies who troubled him, who tortured him, who humiliated him, who insulted him physically, mentally, spiritually, they were very scared. Because now this same Prophet Muhammad, who was a hopeless, powerless, now today he has all the powers. He has almighty. He has the thousands of the followers who are die-hard followers, and they can do anything with just little indication from his side. So when he entered into the holy city Makkah as a victorious, these enemies were very scared. They said, today Muhammad is going to take revenge and he is going to kill us. But look at the sublime character of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. When he entered into the city Makkah, he came nearby Kaabatullah, the house of Allah, and he declared a general amnesty for each and everyone. He said, "O people of Makkah, you people must be thinking that you are my enemies, and today I have power, I have upper hand, I have all the means to take the revenge from whatever you have done to me. But I am not that kind of person. I did not come in this world to take the revenge, to kill any innocent person. Rather, I came in this world as a mercy for the whole of humanity. I am going to show my mercy. I am going to show my kindness. I am going to display my compassion. I am going to express my love for each and everyone. For those who believe in me, for those who respected me, for those who followed me, for those who obeyed me, and for those who became my enemies, who insulted me, who tried to disgrace me, who tried to humiliate me, and those who harmed me physically and mentally, tortured me and my followers. Today, I am declaring open amnesty and forgiveness for each and every one." He didn't allow any companion to take revenge from any enemy of Makkah. Everybody was pardoned, everybody was forgiven, and everybody was granted freedom to whatever they want to worship. Because in Islam, there is no oppression. The meaning of Islam is peace. Live and let live alone. Don't take any revenge from anyone. This is the message of Islam. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, through his actions, displayed this sifat and this attribute in the society of Makkah. That same person who chewed the liver of his uncle Hamza in the Battle of Uhud, he granted him forgiveness. And later on, he embraced Islam. All his enemies. To that extent, you know, the leader of hypocrites, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, we all know. His son, Abdullah, embraced Islam. But father was staunch enemy of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And he tried his best to insult and humiliate Prophet Muhammad in every aspect, in every avenue, in every chance, whatever he got in his life. He was a leader of hypocrites. He blamed and accused beloved wife of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. We all know the story. But his son was true and sincere companion and follower of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So when his dad passed away, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, son came to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He said, "Oh my Prophet of Allah, I know my dad was wrongdoer. He accused you, he insulted you. He did all wrongs to you. But now, he is no more in this world. He left this dunya. This is my wish. If you can grant him your clothes, I can shroud him in your clothes. And because of the blessing of your clothes, God Almighty may forgive his sins and protect him from the hellfire. This is my wish. Look at my brothers and sisters. If someone does wrong to me or us, do we have that big heart to give our own clothes and try to forgive his sins? We cannot do that. We don't have that kind of big heart. But that was the sublime character of Prophet of Allah, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "No problem. I have no problem." Immediately he took off his garment and handed over to his son, "Go and shroud your dad. If Almighty Allah can forgive him because of my garment, I am willing to sacrifice that." So, son was very happy. He went and he shrouded after giving the ghusl and washing the body. He shrouded, and Sahaba, the companions, were very angry. They were very anxious. They said, "Oh, Prophet of Allah, what are you doing? You shouldn't go out of your way to that extent." He said, "No, whatever he has done to me, after all, he was my ummati. And if because of my garment, if Almighty Allah will forgive him and grant him paradise, I will be happy with that. That was my mission. That was my object of the life, to protect each and every soul from the fire of hell and let them enter into the paradise. Eternal success, eternal paradise, eternal enjoyment." He was very happy. So funeral was prepared, and now they were taking him to cemetery. And that was the declaration in the Holy Quran, that those who are hypocrites, outwardly acting like a Muslim, but inside they were hating Islam and the Muslims. Double role. So we should not have any kind of relationship and friendship and mercy with them. But Prophet Muhammad, after all, was a merciful each and every one. So he, when the funeral was prepared, burial was ready, so son came again to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and requested him that, O Prophet of Allah, if you can lead the funeral prayer of my dad, maybe because of your prayer, God Almighty will have mercy upon him and will forgive his sin. Here Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very angry. He came up in front of Prophet Muhammad and asked him, O Rasul of Allah, what are you doing? You know, he hypocrite. He was enemy of Islam. He was enemy of you. How come you go and attend his funeral? You shouldn't go there. It's not good. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, I cannot do that. His son is my obedient companion. To please his son, I will do whatever I can do. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the janazah and funeral of Abdullah ibn Ubay Salul and performed his salatul janazah. And then ayat and revelations, the verses of the Holy Quran revealed upon Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that from today onwards, you should not go to attend any hypocrite's funeral. It is not good for you. I am stopping you to do this thing. Until that extent, until that point, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was trying his best to protect each and every soul from the hellfire and let them get entry into the paradise. So this is the sublime character of our great beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are the followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should keep in this mind, we should inculcate and implement every attribute and every sifat and every character of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in our daily lives. If you do so, if you adopt and practice upon the Mubarak Tariqah and Sunnah and the way of life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then there will be peace all over the world. We have to start and begin from ourselves. We have to be a true citizen of the country, of the city, and we should obey all the rules and regulations wherever we are living, and this is the teaching of Islam. May Almighty give us tawfiq and to practice upon all whatever I have said.